And all of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So did you have any epiphanies this season? We've had the longest season of Epiphany you can almost have. It could be 1 week longer. I can't make it longer if you didn't have any yet, but I'm hoping that at some point, maybe in one of these stories about Jesus being revealed to us, you have had a moment where you have seen Christ in a new light. And these are all stories that we've often heard before. Maybe when you heard about Jesus in the River Jordan and the dove descending upon him saying, "This is my son, my beloved." Maybe this time when you heard it, it was something different. Or maybe when you're at the wedding of Cana in Galilee and Jesus says to his mother, "What is it my problem that they are out of wine at this wedding? They should have planned better." And Jesus turns water into wine. Maybe in this hearing, there was a light that shone from it that you had not heard before. Or maybe Jesus standing up in his home synagogue saying, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach release of the captives." Maybe that was your release. Or maybe when they took Jesus out to the cliff to throw him off, you had not seen Jesus as being your adversary before. It was there. Or maybe Jesus telling Peter to fish in the deep water told you that there was fish somewhere that you didn't realize it. Or maybe in the last 2 weeks, as Jesus has stood on the level place, he says, "Blessed are the poor." He's told you to love your enemies. He has told you to lend to everyone who asks. Your life was transformed. But I know from doing this job for a while that most likely didn't happen. That the season that we have set up and the lectionary writers have edited to give us these moments that we might expect to see Jesus in a new light, they have told us the stories we've heard before. We often come to them and we say, "I've heard that story before. I don't need to hear it again." And that season of Epiphany has just been a season of, like Peter and the disciples on the mountain right before the glory comes, is a drowsy season. That we might feel like that if we didn't have an Epiphany, maybe you did, but maybe if you didn't, we have wasted 8 weeks that were set up for us to have that brand new experience with Christ through familiar stories and through familiar teachings, that new light might shine from them. But I told you, I don't expect it. And partly I don't expect it because it's really false on our part to think that we can manufacture epiphany or we can manufacture revelation. In fact, the stories today that we get from all of the Gospels are about the fact that you can't really do that. Revelation comes from a place you do not expect. In the case of Jesus on the mountain with Peter, it gives us this cryptic thing at the beginning, about eight days after, which seems not very accurate for Luke's part. He'd think he could figure this out, but it's about 8 days after Peter has had what he imagines will be the greatest spiritual triumph of his life. Then it gets even better. That he gets invited up onto a mountain to pray with Jesus, and in his drowsy state, the glory of Jesus is revealed in a very physical and light-filled way. It was not something that Peter planned for. It was not something that Peter manufactured. It was at the right moment, at the right time, for Jesus to reveal himself and reveal a discussion about his departure, which he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem. We know this. We know that sometimes we have had these experiences of epiphany. We've had these light bulb moments, and they have come from places we didn't expect. I would say if you've been in a situation, and we all have done this, that we try to manufacture these, that if you had a moment of revelation in that, it probably was one that happened in spite of the manipulation of the moment instead of because of it. And because we get these moments of revelation from places we do not expect, we don't know what to do with them. That's why Paul, when he writes to the church in Corinth this morning, tells them, you've had real experiences, talk about it. We can distill that whole part that Jerry read this morning down to that. If you've had an illuminating experience, tell folks. Which is not what happens in either of these other two stories this morning. We find out that the disciples don't talk about it to anyone. And we see that the people in Moses' day don't want to see his glowing face any more than they have to. But Paul is encouraging us to not deny that illuminating experience that came from Christ. And the reason is, and I think that we have made a false barrier in this case, that we think those moments are something extra special coming into our lives. But they are not the natural thing that should occur. But I think what Paul is telling them, and what Jesus is telling his disciples by not wanting to stay up on the mountain and build three little booths for them, is that when this revelation comes in unexpected places, it is not something we should doubt. It is not something that we should overanalyze. It is an unveiled moment. And then the veiling of those moments by not talking about them, or the pious acts that we put in place to make sure that we never have those moments, that's the unnatural. That's the state that the world wants us to be in. It is the unveiling that happens through Christ. Now, there's one other unexpected thing here that you need to be aware of, and that is, if we were going to have a season of epiphany that starts in one way and leads us through these incremental revelations of who Jesus is by, being baptized in the Jordan, turning water into wine, being a great teacher, knowing where the fish are. If we were going to have that, we would think that when we got to the end of it, if we'd really planned this season well, it would bring us to the greatest revelation of Jesus. And we find that as we've walked through this season, we find out that Jesus is exactly the same person who Jesus was at the beginning of it. There was no new revelation. When we started this story, Jesus and the dove, this is my son. And on the mountain, it's still the same. This is my son. That these moments of revelation do not come into our lives just to tell us something new. They come to tell us the thing that is natural that we keep encountering over and over again, that we keep incrementally forgetting. The story of Jesus is, this is my son. At the river, story is, this is my son on the mountain. This is my son on the cross. This is my son in the empty tomb. But the story, too, that you have to remember this morning, it's not just because Jesus does what he's supposed to do. He gets to keep being a son. Because we get the alternate and the other unexpected revealing of glory. Because this story about Moses this morning is the end of a story. And the story here is God went to Moses and appeared to him in a burning bush and said to him, go get my people. And he goes and gets God's people and he brings them out in the wilderness and they grumble and they won't listen to God when he wants to talk to them. And they build a golden calf. Then they wear some clothes they're not supposed to wear. And Moses breaks the original set of tablets that God gives him. And then, after all of this, Moses' face glows to reveal to him that they are still God's people, even after all of that. The moment of revelation that comes, that I hope you might have on a Sunday morning, but I just hope you have it sometime. It comes when you follow God and are reminded all of the time that you are God's child. But it also especially comes when you've gone out in the wilderness and you've grumbled about food and you've built an idol and you won't listen to God even though God is trying to talk to you. God still shows up and illuminates your life. That is what revelation is about. Not something new, but something we've always known being renewed to us in unexpected places. Amen.